As if the scandal with our national border with Mexico couldn't get any more convoluted or surprising, this weekend we learned of yet another policy which is absurdly backward. Rio Grande Valley emergency management officials are concerned that the large amount of people here illegally may pose a dangerous situation in the event severe weather like a hurricane threatens the valley, reported KRGV Television News. Apparently, valley leaders had a big confab Saturday at which they reformulated their disaster, mainly for hurricanes, evacuation plans for the over 1.3 million valley residents. And here it is, an explanation of part of the new plan from one Barry Goldsmith of the National Weather Service.
The entire valley detention areas will be evacuated first. In other words, before the public gets their mandatory evacuations, the plan is to get all these unaccompanied women and children out of the valley to safer ground.
Did you understand that? Resources will go toward the health and safety of detained illegal aliens before that of citizens. Valley residents will, in effect, have to wait before receiving their evacuation orders until illegal aliens are shipped out of the holding facilities to safer ground. Evacuation orders are for extreme circumstances where public safety is in serious jeopardy. Is it good public policy to hold an evacuation order back so we can wait on those who aren't supposed to be here anyway? Can this illegal immigration issue become any more absurdly backward? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.